Good evening. Before we share words of Torah this evening, I'd like to welcome back some of our young men who just came back from Eretz Yisrael. I see Yoni Berg and Judah Chester and Binyamin Zinkin. So welcome back, and we hope you brought the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael with you. The month that we're in is called Nisan. And I think the simple, if I asked why is it called Nisan, you'll tell me, Nes, there was Nes. So I sort of asked, why is it called Nisan? It's called Chodesh Nes. Or Chodesh Nisim. The month of miracles. The month of a miracle. Why is it called Nisan? Now, you might tell me that the months are Persian names. The Ramban, Babylonian names. The Ramban in Parshas Bo tells us that in the Torah you don't find the names of these months. It's B'Chodesh HaRishon, and we're counting back to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Just like during the week, we count from Shabbos. And we took these names, Elah, Shemos, Nisan, Iyar, Vizulasim, Shemos, Parsiim, V'lo Yimtzu, Rak, B'Sifra, Nevi'im, B'Chol, you see it in Megillas Esther. So you'll tell me, okay, that was the name of the months in that region, in that country, in that time. So that's why, and it's interesting why we still use these names. There's a fascinating Rabbi Yaakov Kamesky, which we don't have time for today. Perhaps another time. So you could stop right there, and don't tell me Divrei Torah and why it's called Nisan. But you find many of the months, you find Mefarshim, Achronim, alluding to aspects of our life based on the names of these months. Famously, Elul. We could probably come up with 10 acronyms right now. Anil Dodi V'Dodi Li, and there's so many more. Iyar. Ani Hashem Rofecha, Aleph Yud Yud Resh, Adar, Aleph Dar, Edor. There's so many of the months we darshan, we learn things out from the months. And you can't just say that was the name from. So why Nisan and not Nisim or Ne? So I saw a fascinating insight. There's a couple steps, but I think we'll be able to follow it. Really a beautiful insight. There's a pasuk in Parshas Vayelech referring to the Torah that Lo Bashamayim Hi. We know the pasuk. It's not in the heavens. No, you don't have to go up. Who can take it for us? So the Gemara in Erevin understands, Lo Bashamayim Hi, Torah can't be understood if a person thinks they're up in the sky. If they're a Baal Gaiva, if they're arrogant, they can't learn. Lo Me'ever Layam, what's that referring to? So the Gemara says, Lo Nimseis Torah, Eitzal Socharim, Eitzal Tagranim. You won't find success in Torah by the merchants and the traders. It's not true. Ask the Mefarshim. They're throughout history, starting in the Gemara, the Tanaim and Amoraim, who had professions, who worked through the Rishonim and the Achronim till today. They're Talmid Chachamim who know Torah, who have Torah, even though they have jobs, they have traits. So what does the Gemara mean? Lo besachranim, socharim, velo tagranim. So he explains as follows. There's another halacha that the Gemara in Bava Metzia understands. The Gemara in Bava Metzia quotes the Pasuk, say for Shmos, the pasuk says in Roa Kisira Chamor Sonacha Rovetz Tachas Masao. A person sees their enemy's animal, which it's being trampled. It's buckling under the pressure of the load that it's carrying. The Chadalta Me'azov Lo, and you know you don't want to help the animal. You want to leave it. Azov Ta'azovimo. Help the animal. The halacha is a chiv deraisa to help the animal. The Gemara B'Metzia says Rovetz V'Lo Ravtzon. You only have to help the animal if it's rovates. Kitira chamor sonacha rovates. You're only chayav to help the animal if it's rovates, not ravtsan. What's ravtsan? So Rashi tells us rovates is mikra. It happens once. It happened twice. Then you have an obligation to help. But if it's ravtsan, if the animal is constantly being bombarded and overworked and being pressured and it's always happening, you don't have that responsibility anymore. Rovates. And not Rav Tzon. So the grandson of the originator, the Rebbe Yitzhak Abuhash, says the following. He says, the Gemara doesn't say you don't find Torah by a socher. You don't find Torah, says the Gemara, by the socharim. Socharim is like Rav Tzon. Socher is one time. Someone who works, but the work doesn't define them. Someone who works, it makes malachtecha arai. Someone who works, but by definition, he's a ben Torah. So that person could have Torah. Someone who's a socharim, like a Rav Tzon, that defines them. It's all they think about, all they do. That person doesn't have Torah. So he explains actually, on Rosh Hashanah we say, Kiata Salchan li Yisrael, Umachalon l'shivte. Salchan and Machal, not Soleach and Mochel. Hashem doesn't just forgive us one time, He's a Salchan. He's a Machalon. It's constant, it's always. Rav Tzon is constant. That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So he says that's the idea of Nisan. A Nes would be a one-time miracle. Hashem did a miracle many, many years ago. Took us out of Mitzrayim. That would be Chodesh Nes. It's not Chodesh Nes. It's Chodesh Nisan, like Rav Tzon, Salchan, Machalon. It's constant. The miracles of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are still happening today. Lo asa v'seinu b'vad hotzei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Us also. So the month of Nisan, not the month of Nes, Nisan, like Rav Tzon, like Socharin, is to remind us and to hint, to allude to the fact that these Nisim are happening every day for us. And that's part of the Simcha and the Chag HaGeula, is that all the miracles are happening. We just have to open our eyes.